From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Beginning today, any state resident over the age of 16 will be eligible to receive the COVID-19 vaccine, that according to the New Mexico Department of Health. Priority will continue to be given to individuals in the first phase, which includes essential workers, those 75 or older, or people 60 and older who have chronic conditions. A high-level nuclear waste storage facility, which was proposed to be built between Carlsbad and Eunice, has been delayed as the federal government seeks more answers from Holtec International, the company proposing to build and operate the facility, which would temporarily hold spent nuclear fuel rods from generator sites across the country as a permanent repository was being developed. In the month of January of this year, Lee County set an oil production sales record of just over $1 billion. That according to the New Mexico Tax and Revenue Department, and over 20 million barrels of oil was produced in the county in January, which translated to about $50 a barrel of oil. But there could be a setback if new federal regulations affect the industry. The redistricting for the state of New Mexico will initially be handled by a special commission. State Senator Bill Byrd, who represents District 33, which includes Chavez, Lincoln, and Otero counties, explains further.
But I will tell you that those maps and their recommendation will have to come to the state legislature for approval before it goes to the governor.
Discussions on redistricting the state should begin in December. New Mexico State Police continue to investigate a fatal wreck that occurred in Chavez County on Sunday. No names from that wreck have been released by state police. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.